Your Honors. My name is Stephen Richards, and I appear on behalf of the plaintiff appellant, Toy Collins. I'm sure Your Honor is familiar with the briefs and the facts in this case, but just briefly, Toy Collins was employed by the American Red Cross chapter in Rockford. She filed an EOC complaint. The complaint didn't go anywhere, but then sometime later, it was about, I think, 9 months or so, another investigation was started, actually at her behest. And there was an initial investigation in which a number of the employees were interviewed. Apparently, they were disgruntled about Ms. Collins, made a number of accusations, the principal one of which, and the first one listed, was that she had told people that the American Red Cross was out to get minorities. And this was apparently treated as an accusation of misconduct. Again, there was then another investigator came in. It's characterized by the appellee as an independent investigator. In fact, it was an employee of the American Red Cross. This investigator, again, did a series of interviews, including interviews with Ms. Collins. And she basically took the initial allegations and found that they were all substantiated, including the first, that Toy Collins had told people that the American Red Cross was out to get minorities.
Well, looking at the Stice conclusions, I thought, you know, she interviews 7 co-workers. They're criticizing her work performance. They're not mentioning Collins's race or religion or age, but they are saying that she's ordering people to teach classes without pay, that she wasn't doing data entry, that she was letting people, friends and family, take classes for free. I mean, things that don't seem to me to have any racial dimension to them at all, but that an employer could think suggested unsatisfactory performance.
That's exactly the fact, that the allegations, first of all, in the first allegation, it's not clear where that came from, or at least it's not clear to me.
But does it matter? I mean, if the report that comes from Stice back to management is that there are these 5 problems with her work performance, and then management decides to end her employment, then maybe they shouldn't have, but it's not racial discrimination or anything else forbidden.
Not in our view. And let me tell you why, because I think you've hit upon the points which we would argue lead to a triable issue of fact and for which the summary judgment motion should be denied. The fact is that in both the initial and in the following, the first allegation listed, whether or not it was backed up, and I believe it was never really backed up, was that Ms. Collins said that the American Red Cross is out to get minorities.
Where is that in the record as the first allegation? Because I thought, I mean, looking at the Collins things, they were, let me see if I can find it. You can talk while I look.
And in fact, the trial court judge mentions it as well and just says, well, you know, she made a mistake, that's the second investigator, made a mistake, so what, who cares? He never said, I was wrong about saying that. She said she listed that as the first allegation and one she found substantiated. So, I mean, unless I'm totally misreading the record, and the trial judge did too, I believe I'm correct on that point. You are correct, however, that allegation was not substantiated because none of the people and it's a point I made in my brief, none of the people that she interviewed ever substantiated the allegation that Toy Collins is out to get minorities.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess this is not going to be productive. The problems for which she was terminated, and I guess the person who, there's no indication that the people who terminated her employment, they didn't terminate her, fortunately, didn't say anything racist or whatever. They informed the investigator that she has called people racist and somebody else a lesbian, but that's not permitted. I mean, that's not good behavior. The employer could believe that that was reason that she was not complying with their own anti-discrimination policies.
No, absolutely. But that's not the stated reason, which was investigated and why, and one of the first reason listed. Now, I can't tell you among these different reasons which was determinative, but I'm sure, as Your Honor is aware, in a mixed motive case, if any one of the reasons is a statutorily protected reason, then the employer's case fails, or at least we have a chance to go to a jury to argue the factual inference that the reason she was discharged was because of her complaints about racism of the American Red Cross, not her calling individual Red Cross employees racist or lesbians or anything else. So that's the position, and that's the position we believe we should have been allowed to take to a jury. Now, the argument by appellee is essentially they don't really deny that part of it. What they say is you lose because that was an internal investigation, and anything she did or said in connection with it was internal, and it wasn't related to the EEOC complaint. And they cite an 11th Circuit case.
So I guess what I'm looking at is, you know, say on page 10, 9 and 10 of your brief.
Yes.
There's this allegation, Toys told others that ARC is out to get minorities, so Stice seems to write sort of in a conclusory way, substantiated. But then there are all these reports set out on page 10 of your brief of her interviews, and in none of them is there a word to that effect. There's just nothing. So I don't know where you can see that it's her complaint from 9 months earlier that causes her to be dismissed.
Well, again, Your Honor, I think you're taking a point which I put a lot of effort or some effort into in the brief making, and you're reaching the opposite conclusion, which I think needs to be reached from that. The fact is that both in the initial and in the last, the first allegation is she's told other people the American Red Cross is out to get minorities. It is true. It's not substantiated by the notes of the interviews of Janet Tice.
Right.
But that's the point. The point is it's the American Red Cross's perception or the perception of the other employees that she's complaining that she's in opposition to what she perceives as racist or racially based policies, which is the reason for her dismissal. And that is not permitted. She's allowed to complain about things that she feels are racist. She's allowed to file an EEOC complaint. She's allowed to have the general opinion of the American Red Cross, and that is a statutorily protected activity in our view. We're not sure the 11th Circuit position is good law, and I didn't notice any 7th Circuit positions following it. But both under the participation and the opposition clause, we believe, number one, this is reasonably related to the earlier filing of the EEOC complaint, and second, that it is protected activity which she should not have been fired for, regardless of whether there was other reasons she might have been fired. And since it was never stated either by the firer or by Ms. Stice that one reason is dominant, one reason is important, we don't care about another one, therefore she has a case which should go to a jury.
What's the causal nexus between this complaint about the Red Cross being out to get minorities and the termination, if it didn't, in fact, form the basis of the termination?
It did, because Ms. Stice said it did. I mean, the fact that it was unsubstantiated doesn't mean the reason that she wasn't terminated because of it.
Okay. The company says it was not part of what brought about the termination. The termination was for other misconduct. That was substantiated.
The company is not correct.
Okay.
I mean,
well,
again,
what's the evidence that that reason is pretextual?
The evidence that the reason is pretextual is, number one, it is it's listed, number one, in the original complaint set to be out to be investigated. And I quoted from it. I didn't make this up. Second, it's listed as the number one finding in Ms. Stice's report. Generally, people
that
put
it wasn't
things,
substantiated.
But Mrs. Stice doesn't say that. It wasn't substantiated if you look at the interviews. But how could we include that the employer thought it was not substantiated when Ms. Stice thought it was, even if she was wrong? And again, the trial judge's view was, oh, this is simply a mistake on Ms. Stice's part. Who cares? I think this court should care. I think the district court should have cared. I think this case needs to go to a jury. And I will reserve my remaining time for rebuttal.
Good morning. Dino Panagopoulos for the Red Cross. I think if we go right to the record on this case, you know, we'll see that the district court was correct. Just briefly, there were complaints. Ms. Collins called someone from the national organization to come in to do a review of the Red Cross. That person, Charlie Wooten, who was from National, not part of the Rockford, Illinois chapter, came, interviewed 17 employees. All those employees complained about Ms. Collins and her conduct at the Red Cross. The complaints were significant enough that Ms. Collins was put on leave with pay, administrative leave, and another investigator, again, an HR professional from the national organization as opposed to the chapter, came in to investigate. And this is an investigative report, not necessarily completely with respect to misconduct. It's the allegations that were made. And there are allegations about what Ms. Collins said. There are numerous corroborating allegations with respect to misconduct. On page 175 of the record, the conclusions are that Ms. Collins allowed people to give out blank course certifications before the courses were completed, that she coerced staff to teach as volunteers rather than getting pay, a violation of the Fair Labor Standards.
So we can all agree that there are things in the record that would have supported an employer's decision to terminate employment. But it's the plaintiff's additional facts, this Exhibit 1, where Janet Stice finds the allegation that Toy Collins has told others that ARC is out to get minorities, finds this substantiated. So if that's substantiated, then what do we do with that fact?
What you do with it is take a look at the context of that allegation and the rest of that report. Page 170 of the record, interview number 5 with Adriana. Toy told me that Kathy was a racist. She told me that Karen is a lesbian. She told me not to confide in Karen because she would stab me in the back. She was turning me against everyone. This isn't someone opposing discrimination. What's being complained about here is that Toy Collins is turning this Red Cross staff member against everyone. You look at what Ms. Collins has to say. If you turn to page 172 of the record, she's asked by Ms. Stice, did you tell Adriana we have to stick together because they're all racist? Her response was that she would never say that. The Red Cross is not racist. So Ms. Collins denied that she ever engaged in that activity that her counsel now says is some type of protected activity. Did you say Karen was a lesbian? I'd never say that. I don't know if she is or not. She denied everything. There's a long series of allegations where Ms. Collins denied, but Ms. Stice concluded that Ms. Collins was lying. And if you look at the 11th Circuit case we cite, the issue there was whether or not the employee was lying about the allegations. And so what we have here is an employee who falsified course certifications, violated federal law, and tried to stir up trouble among people and then denied it. An employer has an obligation, if someone alleges discrimination, to investigate that. And here we have an investigation report. There's nothing that, but she says, no, I'd never say that. The Red Cross isn't racist. I don't have a complaint like that. Which means she's not really engaging in any type of protected activity. She's just engaging in more of the inappropriate conduct that was complained of. And if you look at the 11th Circuit case we cite, the Total Systems Services case, that's what that case is about. An employee alleged that another employee, it was a sexual harassment complaint, made a comment, a lewd comment about his zipper and pants, and the employer concluded that the employee was lying about the incident, that it never occurred. And the court concluded, well, if it's a lie, if the employer believes in good faith that the employee is lying, they can take action on that lie, on that perceived lie. And you don't have to prove that it's an actual lie, just a good faith belief. And it's certainly a good faith belief here on part of the Red Cross. And it's to show that it's not retaliation, we have to also put into context her entire employment history. She started at the Red Cross as a volunteer in 1998, was hired by the very people she says discriminated against her based on her race in 2000, was promoted by those people, at one point complained that a significant raise was an attempt to set her up, which makes no sense whatsoever, filed a charge of discrimination in 2006, got a right to sue letter in early 2007, did nothing on that right to sue letter, wasn't terminated, no action was taken against her, and now, several months later, they allege that it's somehow connected to that earlier activity. Now, it's not. I mean, just because someone says the word race or racism or this person is a racist doesn't mean they're engaging in protected activity here. You have to look at what's in the record. And the record here, the only evidence here, is what Adriana said to Janet Stice. And as far as it not being corroborated by other people, there are lots of allegations here where two or three or four people said, Toy Collins did this, Toy Collins did that, Toy Collins did the other. And in each situation, Toy Collins said, no, I didn't, no, I didn't, no, I didn't. The investigator is perfect in those circumstances, perfectly capable of concluding it's appropriate to conclude that Ms. Collins is lying throughout this process and that she wasn't engaging in any type of protected activity. She was trying to stir the pot. If here you have an independent investigator, someone from the outside that she asked to come in and take a look at the department, if she has any type of complaint about race discrimination and racism, why doesn't she raise it? These are people who she called in from the outside. Instead, she says, I never said that. I don't think the Red Cross is racist.
So the background facts establish that the substantiated allegation had to do with creating racial discord rather than complaining about racial discrimination.
Exactly. It's the if you look at the record, if you look at Adriana's comments within the interview on page 170,
and she's the one who made this allegation.
She's the one who made the allegation. It's Toy Collins says, we've got to stick together because Kathy is racist. By the way, this other person's a lesbian. It's malicious gossip is what it is. It's not protected activity.
The EEOC complaint obviously was, but that was a year before.
Well, no, the EEOC concluded that there was no evidence to establish violations of the statute. They gave her a right to sue letter. There was no probable cause finding.
But the fact, I think Judge Sykes just meant the fact of her going to the EEOC, right. It was protected activity.
That was protected activity. That was back in 2006.
But a long
time
before.
Too soon. Or too long ago.
Way too long ago. And nothing happened after that. Nothing. Now, it wasn't until she brought in, she herself asked independent people from National to come in and take a look at what was going on in her department, the people concluded, this is a mess. Something has to be done. Look at everything that is going on here. We've got violations of wage law. We've got false certifications given out. We've got all this inappropriate activity going on. We have someone who's calling coworkers lesbians. We have someone who's calling in and claiming that people have broken into the Red Cross and are breaking into file cabinets, where what's happening is, you know, the Red Cross is having a file cabinet repaired by a former employee. It was, all you have to do is look at the background facts. There's complaint after complaint after complaint after complaint, calls into the concerned connection line from 2006 all the way forward. They never take any action against her for those complaints. It's not until there's this outside investigation they conclude that all this wrongful conduct occurred that there's a termination.
Thanks to both counsel. This case will be taken under advisement. Have you had some time yet, left yet?
I believe I did reserve 3 because I don't mind that I'm taking it quickly.
think
well,
you used
Well, if you think you had a minute, well, we'll give you a minute if you think you had some time.
Briefly, Your Honors, I would just ask you to check the record, particularly the initial pleadings. The initial pleadings of the defense did not mention count one in the complaint, and I think for good reason, because it's a smoking gun. Second, all this business about lying to the investigator, that's a wild goose. She wasn't terminated for lying to the investigator. That wasn't one of the allegations, and it wasn't substantiated. And also, this business about equating false claims, according to her, that she called people racist with true, with the initial complaint that she said that the American Red Cross as an organization is racist. Again, you're conflating two things. Everything Appelli said would be an excellent argument to a jury, not to this court. And that's what we're asking, that the motion for summary judgment, the decision on the motion for summary judgment be reversed and the case be remanded for trial. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. Thanks to all. The case will be taken under advisement.